This is RSB&B Update, episode 383, recorded Thursday, October 18th, 2012, JX's newest recruits. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of RSB&B Update. This week, we are here with Earth271072 from RSB&B Informer.
Oh, I'm supposed to talk. That's me!
Yes, that is you. Aside from that, it's just going to be a regular show this week. Well, for a bit, until we got a nice little surprise for you. So, this week, we're going to be talking about the quest, What's Mine is Yours, which is a replacement of Dark's quest, and this quest requires a grand total of level 5 smithing. So, Earth, what did you think of this quest?
Well, it was a lot better than the original Doric's quest, which was, what, bring Doric, like, 10 ore? Yes?
Yeah, something like that.
Then didn't you get a ton of smithing experience for it?
I don't think it was that much, but it probably would have been a lot to who was just getting started. And you know, this quest was built to be one of the modern RS quests, of course, which I think they're doing. They want to get they're slowly reforming the game so that it becomes, I guess, more selling towards new players, I guess you could say. Because this was a free-to-play quest initially. And it still is. So it's one of the ones that people are going to do first when they come in.
It was 1,300 mining experience, the original one.
Okay, so
180 coins and use of Doric's Anvil.
And when you think about it, Doric's Anvil was pretty useless.
Yeah.
Because it was all the way up there when you had the furnace in Falador, and you could just change between Falador and Varrock if you wanted to do the smithing thing there. So.
Yeah.
Were we a fan of the length of this quest?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because this is still supposed to be an introductory level quest for free to play, correct?
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, this is the perfect length, and it showed you exactly what to do, where you should go. It's perfect.
And, you know, in a way I like quests like this that are just focused on doing this one thing and not really much else. But again, the long ones are also good like that. So I agree this is a perfect introduction for people. Also, what do you guys think of the part where you head to the artisan's workshop and you had to do something for that guy? Did anybody have any
what do you mean you had to do something for that guy?
Remember you had to go and you had to get the progress report from downstairs about the tracks?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to head off in the direction of one small favor there, because he said you needed to do one thing for him in order to that I thought he was going to send us into the mine or something else.
No, you don't even have to do anything. You could just say no thanks.
I know. But I'm saying that they could have been...
Yeah. I thought I was going to have to do something too. But
I was relieved that it didn't have to. So
surprise! Tricky talking.
Is he talking to us?
Oh, no wonder. I have a thing up.
Yeah, so whatever you were saying for the last couple of minutes, we heard nothing of.
I was having my coughing fit, so I think you want to hear that anyway.
Oh, okay.
My cold is still with me.
So what do you have to say about the part where we thought we were going to get sent off on some adventure like we did in One Small Favor?
I was like, oh God, no. Police. Oh, all right. No, thank you. Bye bye. Let's go home. Okay. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I don't need the 25 XP.
Yeah, so it's good that they didn't make us do that. And also, what about the level 2 rock brawlers we had to kill?
God, those were terrible.
They're preparing people. They're preparing people to go to the concentrated ores.
Yeah, I killed it with the WAS.
Oh, okay. I killed it with my pitchfork, so it was like, stab, stab, stab.
No, that's a bow and arrow.
Well, close enough. It's a pitchfork with 3 arrows on the end.
3 arrows? Those are spikes.
I know, but
there's a clear difference.
Anyways, so you mine this high quality ore for him in the 4 different places, kill the rock brawlers, bring it back to Doric, smelt them, and then smith them into things that are required to get a shop working again. And you discover who was actually trying to undercut Doric. Should we tell everyone who that was, or should
no.
we?
Let no.
Well, the quest is short enough.
Spoilers.
Yes, so spoiler alert for the next 30 seconds. Go, tell them.
It was his son. All right, let's go.
Doric the son.
Doric and Doric.
So that being... Yeah, that's nice, isn't
what?
It?
What?
Yeah, Doric and Doric.
Oh.
You didn't pick up on that?
No, I didn't understand what Trekkie said. Oh, I thought okay. He just said rah rah rah. Because that's all I
rah rah rah.
You speaking real words, Trekkie?
No.
Should you I be one okay. of them forerunners again?
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. So yes, it's a short quest, basically introduction to the mining and smithing skill. In a way, this is actually a lot better in my view than what you do in any of the tutorials. So maybe they can just make people do what's mine is yours for introduction to those skills. And as a reward, you get 1,000 mining experience, 400 smithing experience, 180 coins, a quest point, the GoFan and amulet, and of course your 2 usual squeal spins. And in the same fashion as the other quests of this type, the reworks, there is something people can do after the quest to get a bit more XP. In this case, you increase the charges on the GoFan amulet up to a max of 183,500 bonus XP, and as well up to 13,000 and 48,000 mining XP.
Huzzah!
So definitely worth doing if you're a member and you're redoing this quest a second time. So there's always a reason somebody will want to do this quest.
And also remember you get 500 from the amulet itself.
Yeah, that's before you upgrade it. So even then, that's good for free players.
Yeah,
I discarded the amulet because I didn't know that there was extra stuff to do after the fact.
Well, you can get
can
it
you
back.
You get it him. Back?
Yes, you can hey. Get it back.
Get it back from
Doric. Okay. Good.
Yep. So, the post-quest tasks, these do require up to level 60 and smith, 60 mining and 75 smithing. Reed, you were doing your Earth, I should say. You were doing your dumbfounded voice earlier regarding this requirement. Why was that?
Well, because you didn't read it.
Oh, okay. I see.
So well, I was so picking up your slack.
Okay. So that's it for what's mine is yours. What do you guys think of the underground dungeon underneath Doric's house?
There were a lot of anvils. But there's no ore.
Fun.
You know what I think he's going to do? Shane?
What?
He's going to attack.
No, I think he's going to do slave labor.
Oh, maybe.
Wait, that's why there's so many dwarves working.
Oh, I've never known a dwarf to employ slave labor before, though.
Well, they're scary. They'll kick you in the knee.
Well, really? Dark is all
in the knee. It's a joke.
Yeah, they are rather short, aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyways, I was more referring to the graphics about the content of the place. So graphics wise, what, you guys like that?
No, no, just so many anvils there. There's really no place to mine ore in the area unless you head to Taverly. But if you go to Taverly, there's a furnace and all that stuff there anyway.
I think that's the point, though. There's lots of anvils and stuff, but you can't just train. Excuse me. You just can't train there.
Yeah, you can't. And even then, it's pretty far away from the bank, so why bother, right?
You could have made a million bronze knives or something if you're just going for experience.
No, this isn't Skyrim.
I still think that these are entirely useless, the anvils underneath. Because it's too far away to walk, and you could accomplish this much better somewhere else.
I think they're just there.
Yeah. Maybe they'll re-release the Dragon Slayer quest in the future, and then we have to use every little thing. It's like, I need armor. I want the best dwarf in the door. I was like, oh, that's me. My arm, my girl slave, to make it for you. Wah-ha-ha-ha.
that'll be one for the history books when we get the dwarven slaves to make the armor for the Dragon Slayer quest.
Actually, one little thing I do like from the little graphical change that they did is that you don't have to go around Ice Mountain to get into the Dwarven Mine. You can kind of go in there from the middle.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now.
You can
I was wondering how long that had been there. Has that been there a while?
No, just released.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was just me, but I was a little laggy when I was in that area.
Yeah, the entire new area was a bit laggy for me as well. So I think this one is kind of probably because it's bordering Taverly, so maybe part of it's on the same map square, so it's kind of heavily loaded down. I don't know, but that could be the case there. But I definitely did feel what you were mentioning.
Mm, okay.
But transitioning from that, there's also the updated goblins area and the way the goblins look. Did any of you guys have a look for some of these goblin flash mobs?
I didn't get to see the goblin. I just saw the new Samurai tunnel, temple move lower, which is good. I like that. I have to go all the way around.
You know, I think they're advancing these two storylines so that they'll eventually connect up with the Black Knights. What do you guys think?
Well, if you also think about it, too.
Yeah.
You also think about it, too, in the new movie that's coming out soon, The Hobbit, dwarves and goblins hate each other. So maybe we'll end up having an all-out war against the dwarves and the goblins and make it this little gnomes versus Khazard people thing over there.
Don't the RuneScape goblins hate everyone, though?
No, they don't hate
everyone. They hate each other.
True.
Yes, but dwarves hate green people.
That's racist.
So every half hour, a chat window will pop up giving the location of the latest goblin incursion, so you'll know exactly, and I quote, where to go to kick some green warty posterior.
Warty?
Yes, warty posterior. That's the exact quote
can't
from the
Jagged just say kick entry. Some ass again?
Because
I don't know.
Girls playing the game. And people like Uncle Dana, who doesn't like saying the A word.
But I mean, it's a game for
just
teenagers.
A body part.
Teenagers primarily, and I know they said they talked about raising the age, so I don't see what the problem would be with that. And I mean, it's not.
Well,
like
I don't know if they've ever been to a middle schooler, but ass is mild.
That is true.
I guess for the secluded homeschooled people.
Like me. No, I wasn't homeschooled. Anyways. So the goblins will drop scaling materials useful to low-level players. Each raid will be led by the goblin chieftain, who will drop some unique items as well, specifically a raider's axe and shield, and some goblin-modded armor. Also, you can head on over to Goblin Village and do what you always did, kill goblins for their challenge scrolls or clue scrolls or whatever you want. And there is an extra bonus with this as well. 25% boost to the combat skills, up to 1,000 bonus XP. But if you have completed Chosen Commander, you can head in and talk to General Bentnose or Wardface, and they'll just give over the shield with no need to get your hands dirty. So.
Okay.
So yeah, if you've done Chosen Commander, you basically don't have to do anything. But once again, this entire week's focusing on the low-level updates, which is good, because this is a free-to-play area, and I think that it's a good way to introduce these people to this type of quest, and eventually get them ready for future quests in this area, and introduce them to the skill, or to the smithing skill, I mean.
I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's move on then, because there was a video posted as well with regard to this. Jagex's newest recruits, it's called. It looks as though it was actually shot on the streets of Cambridge. Now, what did you guys think of this?
I'm not sure if the bystanders were real people or paid.
Yeah, I don't know. But this one YouTube comment describes it pretty good. It says, 32 seconds for an accurate view of what Jagex employees do with their strange time. And you see lots of people dressed up as goblins running through the studio. And, I wonder if these people are stabs or if they hired actual short people to do this.
Oh, the voice acting thing?
No, just the fact that they got people to act as goblins who were short. And that scream there was Mod Mark. Just thought we'd play that. So, definitely Jagex was having some fun with this.
Yeah, I
didn't watch this.
Maybe they were all just kneeling down.
Maybe, but they were running pretty fast for that.
Oh, so. Just speed up the camera.
If you haven't watched, just definitely have a watch. What were you going to say, Reed?
I don't recall.
Okay. And the caption on the video says, "What can we say? Goblins, weapons, confused shoppers, and a knight who's lost his sausage." I'm guessing the knight who's lost his sausage was Mod Mark. So... I don't know. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
And you had that question of these if the people in the streets were actually paid or if they were just randoms they saw, because you know they did go
have
and,
their phones out.
Yes. And you know, given the way that the world works these days with these kind of flash mob things, I really wouldn't put it past Jagex to just do this randomly, you know, and see what it says.
See what happens.
Yeah. And they even got this group of exchange students just taking photos of it, you know? So,
Ooh, look at that.
Goblin, we're in the UK. These people must resort to this daily. That'd be something to write home about. I'm visiting the UK, and these people just appeared who were short, dressed like vicious green things. And a bunch of people with swords ran following them through the streets of Cambridge. I want to move here.
I feel uncomfortable. Help.
So, yeah, definitely watch this.
Okay.
If nobody else has anything on that or goblins in general, let's talk about double XP weekend or bonus XP weekend, as it used to be called.
Double, yay!
So between noon Saturday the 27th and noon Monday the 29th, double XP weekend for members and 1.2 times experience for free players. Whee! I know we had some questions about last week, us on the show, about what we thought regarding this.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it's going to be a lot of people doing summoning.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, because summoning is actually included this time at the full 2x rather than usual 1.1. So, no reason not to do it.
Well, I'll just read through the whole thing for people who may not have seen it already. Between noon Saturday, October 27th, and onto noon Monday 29th, bonus XP multiplier shall not reduce at an hourly rate. Bonus XP is active for both members and free to play. Members get x2, free to play gets 1.2. Summoning now receives bonus XP at the full,
which is what we already mentioned,
rate. And outfits, auras, and many other things that grant you bonus XP, i.e. lumberjack, clothing, construction outfit, will work alongside the weekend XP bonus. Your XP earned at base level receives the bonus, but the multiplier does not apply to the extra XP earned from the item.
Okay. So if you go a bit deeper into the FAQ on this, you'll see that items from the squeal wheel, specifically the pendants, those also have an effect. So for a short period, you could theoretically be getting 4x summoning XP. Yes.
What about, like, Mad May?
Yeah, that works too.
What's Mad May?
The Mad May necklace?
The amulet thing that I still have.
Yeah, those all work.
I only have, like, 2% left on it, though.
I use that up really quick. Let's see. Yeah. All right, so really quick, what is not, what is excluded from receiving bonus XP? Barbarian horn boost, offering bones to a gilded altar. I would assume that goes for Ecto too. Sacred clay items, all fire up rewards. Quest XP rewards, including early bird bonuses. Giving bonus XP, which aren't listed in the list above, i.e. effigies, strange rocks, genie, tombs, etc. XP rewarded at the end of a minigame, this is not included. Anything which allow points to be exchanged for XP, tokens, penguin points, Brimhaven, agility tickets. Any XP earned through the assist system, clan avatar, recruit a friend bonus, and Festival of the Dead bonus.
That would be funny. Festival of the Dead, you could get 1.4 million XP if that was bonused.
Sweet.
But you can't. So, are we happy about this, giving double XP constantly and going to summoning too?
I feel like this is what they should have done. They should have kept in the past.
I wish they told us sooner so I can stock up on charms.
You still have time. You still have a week.
I'm gonna have to actually play.
That's the thing we've been forced into by this, is that you don't exactly have to play to make progress in the game anymore. As you were saying in that discussion on the forums about Squeal, you can just log in once in a while and do that and get a bit of XP while focusing on other things in-game. So, I don't know. There are people who feel that this devalues the skills and they're really upset about this. There's people who are really upset about summoning, who recently just spent money on summoning, but that's to be expected, but you know, you never know with JX. It's like,
We have to spend money too.
Exactly.
We don't get it free.
And we might exactly have to have to spend more because of the way prices go up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make so many unicorns.
I want to be
unicorns or green charm creatures.
I have so many green charms right now.
I used up all of mine recently.
All right. So, so let's see. Anything else you want to
What I'm going
mention?
to do with this one is just throwing this out there to everybody that you can indeed get triple summoning charms for a while if you participate in the familiarization minigame. So you can do that and then head off to wherever your favorite charm gathering spot is. Also, we do have an article on RSB&B Informer that you can read from Jason, one of the Jasons, about how to maximize your experience gained. So definitely have a read through that before you start figuring out what you want to do for bonus XP weekend, because it does play a bit of a role. But overall, we think it's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Jinx.
What do we have to say to the people who don't feel it's a good thing?
Shut up and get over it.
You
It's like
already
last week's
got.
show title, Jagex's Generosity. Be thankful.
Need a tissue. Oh,
That was that title
man.
last.
Oh, man, they're giving us free XP, those bastards.
Selling tissues, 5K each. I believe that was a show title in the past.
1K each.
Oh, okay.
That was me
I know.
selling them.
Okay.
Was I on the show that week?
Yes,
I think you
you
were.
came up with the
Okay.
title.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I was informed that we missed Feeks and Twixes, so let's talk about those.
There's one that I don't quite understand. Let me
Okay.
figure out where it is.
While you're doing that, we'll say that the dual arena interfaces have been given a bit of polish. The add rematch button and feature for saving your favorite duel options was added. They also
Oh,
made some
never mind. I
changes.
read it incorrectly.
Okay. Made some changes to the daily challenge system. So if a challenge is completed, it'll give a green stamp. Login messages for daily challenges now includes a skill name. The hint arrow that appears directing players to the challenge master on the challenge completion is no longer appears on challenges above level 30. That's good. We all know where he is. The rewards for construction, summoning, herb lore, and prayer daily challenges have been increased significantly.
Yay.
That makes sense because you put so much into, say, making three extreme prayer potions or burying frost dragon bones that you get nothing back from this. So it's about time they increase these ones.
Let's see. Do we call it
Oh,
we
and players can disable challenges if they've mastered a certain skill.
Yes, well, if it's super easy, I may just do it for the extra spin, considering this weekend I'm trying to save up my extra spin that I get to the weekend.
Yeah, because that's what this weekend is, actually. This weekend is double cash weekend on the Squeal.
Yes, 2,000 coins. Woot!
Or 400 million if you're lucky enough.
Shane, I'm not you.
I've been the one who's had more luck lately.
I know. Who's been getting all the nice little ships for almost for free on
Yeah,
the Star
that's
Trek Online?
Shane. I got that unusual hat.
But that's not RuneScape.
Shield.
Neither of those.
Yeah.
Shield. Rare shield tech.
No, that's not that great. But, prototype,
Prototype
that thing you
shield
got in
tech.
one, right?
In one
but you know
that
that's not
took Southrend, what, 100 tries?
So we're lucky in our own places, but not on RuneScape for some reason. I wonder why.
Nope.
All right, so moving a bit along towards Halloween. The community event for Halloween they're running this year, you'll actually be fighting to take over portions of the world map. So you'll be able to shift control of Varrok and Falador through the decisions you make. A world map will update live to denote which zones are fighting the good fight and which have been corrupted by the influence of evil. And each side has a J mod to represent them.└װװװװװװװװװ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ So with that being said, you choose which one, and you just fight for that side, and whichever side wins, the losing J-Mod will have to do something funny.
Oh.
Okay, oh, I love these, just the videos.
I didn't
just
watch
looking
these
at
ones.
The no, just look at the vote team. Look at the picture.
Yeah, the Team Heinous one and then the Team Righteous.
What? what's he doing?
Is he gonna hold know. Which one are you...
It just looks ridiculous.
Which one are you guys supporting?
You know what?
I mean, Team Heinous kind of looks... What?
I'm going to go for the Heinous side. I'm always a goody two-shoe in every single game. So I'm going to go out, kill some people.
Wait, take you're some, nice take some... in other games?
And probably take some illicit drugs, have a ball, then wake up.
Think you forgot something.
What? Yes, but that's PG NC-17 borderline. So
no, it's not.
Going not.
Not in our society, Snooki. She's kind of one, right?
What's Snooki?
You don't want to know.
Jersey Shore, Shane.
Oh, okay. So each J-Mod will be leading their own army of minions. Mod Mike, Legion of Holy Defenders, Mod Saver will be the Infernal Invader Horde. You attack these NPCs from each side, and that controls the area. And this runs between October 23rd and October 31st, and they monitor who controls the cities carefully, and at Halloween night, they'll announce the winner.
Fine.
Okay. They also have Twitter accounts for each side that you can send your pictures to and whatnot, or even just send them to @RuneScape, and then they'll post them through that. So take part in this and
what
have fun.
What kind of pictures?
I don't know, pictures of the event or how you're celebrating this in real life. Maybe if you print off a poster or something.
Sitting at my computer.
Maybe I should take another picture of me in my Star Trek uniform. But I don't
and
know
participating
if I still
in the
fit
event?
In that stupid thing.
Participating in the event?
On Halloween
it didn't
day?
Didn't get posted, did it? That would have been awesome.
Not what? In the public area, no. It didn't get posted.
Yes. I don't
Can
know
I see it?
No.
Please.
I didn't shave during that photo.
Alrighty, moving on. No. That picture might be for sale for the right amount of money. We'll see.
What the hell, Shane?
Do you want GP energy credits?
No, never mind. I forgot.
Metal.
I can't sell that because if I did sell that, I'd be fired.
How can you
by
be fired?
By whom?
By you guys. You guys would stab me with pitchforks.
I'll stab you if you don't give me the picture. This is just a lose-lose for you.
And you're too far away
right.
to stab you in the first
Moving
place.
Moving on. Community roundup for the week. There's with this updated goblin area, they're running a new Stardust clan event. So there will be some clans roaming around the area of the goblin village and Dorix, and they'll be trying to get new adventurers involved in clans. So if you're semi-new to the game and you're interested in joining a clan, you can definitely head up and see some clan people there. And Mod Sushi Pie from Community Management will be holding a Reddit AMA or Ask Me Anything on October 25th at 8 p.m. BST.
Wait, what?
What?
They're doing a Reddit thing?
I know, that confused me as well.
Oh,
I'm
that's
really...
going to be terrible.
Yep. They're going to get to... And you know what kind of people browse Reddit? Like, for...
Good, upstanding citizens, right?
Yes, combine RuneScape with teenagers with Reddit
with
and they're
4chan.
Here. There you go. Exactly. I've always maintained that Reddit is a much more calm version of 4chan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So with that being said, I really don't have much else to talk about in relation to RS news this week, aside from the double cash weekend, so do save up your squeal spins for that. Does anybody else have anything?
Nothing.
Nope.
Alrighty. I just have a note here for everybody who is OS X user. Yesterday, Apple pushed an update to OS X Lion and Mountain Lion where they disabled the Java 6 web browser plugin. Now, this is seen as an effort into improve security because Java 6 updates don't really happen that often and there's a bunch of security problems with it. So it disables Java 6. But the problem is, if you upgrade to Java 7 to get this ability back, RuneScape isn't exactly compatible with Java 7 yet. In particular, OpenGL or software mode will not work, and you'll be stuck to safe mode and have a horrible frame rate. So right now,
well,
your best
case
is... you have
that anyway.
No, it actually runs quite well if you have an AMD-based graphics card on OS X. But your best bet if you're an OS X user and you've installed this software update is to just use the downloadable game client from the RuneScape website. Windows is unaffected by this.
No, I mean just in general.
What about Windows graphics? What do you mean?
What... I mean, you said it gets good frame rate with an AMD graphics card on OS X.
OS X, yeah.
Define good frame rate.
50?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm getting 30, 35 tops, and really? I'm using the downloadable client, and you know that my graphics card is...
And that's weird on Windows. See, it depends where you're at. I mean, it's not always 50, but if
in Taverly, it goes down to 15.
Oh, really? I get around 35 there. See, it's a thing about the way the graphics driver implements OpenGL or DirectX, and you know. I found that the best graphics cards to run RuneScape are AMD, especially on OS X and Windows as well. I don't exactly know what your problem is there, Reed. You should be maxing the game out with that.
I know.
And you know, this is just a problem of my view in Java, and it's a good thing why they're going to be switching to HTML5 sometime in the future for rendering. Because
we'll
we don't need to worry
that.
About any of this and just need to head on over to the browser, so... All right, does anybody else have anything RS related before we move on to our surprise for the week?
Surprise.
No.
Okay, I'm done. All right, there's your surprise, guys.
So, this is something we've been trying to get for a while, but we finally have it. The Dungeoneering RSBNB update focus. No, Reed, you're not the surprise.
Dang it.
Yes,
so we do have Trekkie, you can explain.
So me and Shane have been trying to get some people, you know, talking to friends of friends and their friends of friends and their friends of friends to try and, you know, see who's really good at Dungeoneering. Hopefully we can get someone who knew what they were doing and basically kind of explain each level of Dungeoneering. So you have your low level, intermediate, and high and super high. So hopefully you guys would enjoy this, and so let's take it away. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of RSBNB's Focus. This week's topic we're going to have on Dungeoneering, and we have a good Dungeoneer named by the name of Jord. Jord, tell us about yourself.
Hello, my name's Jord. I've been playing RuneScape since 2004, and I got 120 Dungeoneering back in 2010, and I've been playing the skill ever since because it's my favorite skill.
All right, so what was your driving force to go and get 120 Dungeoneering?
Back in 2010, a lot of people's mindset of the time was more, you have to get 120 now because all the good teams would be gone soon. So everyone was just trying to get 120 as quickly as possible because they thought in a few years' time no one's going to be Dungeoneering anymore. So it was really a bit of a rush. But I also had a good friend of mine called Bullseye. He's quite known as a really good keyer. He's 200 mil now, and he helped me a lot, and I did a lot of Dungeoneering with him back then.
All right. So let's go straight into the dungeons really quick. So you're in a group. What comprises what makes up that group?
Generally, you have different types of dungeons, really. You either have a suicide leech type system, where you have a suicider who takes deaths to speed up the dungeon, and then you have leeches who generally pay the suiciders money to be able to leech the floor to get quick floors. And then you have like the randomers in the team who are just extra people who don't force deaths, but they just go along the dungeon as like a regular player. Another type of team you can have is just a regular team where you have either one or two general keyers who like control and lead the floor, and then you have the other people who they have coming along with them just to help, mainly like clearing GDs and things. A third type of team you can have, there's a clan known as Relax DG, and they are specifically to do slower floors, but to do them more like accurately and to be able to clear the dungeon fully. And they have three roles in their teams. They have keyers, skillers, and killers. And generally per team, they have one keyer, one skiller, and three killers to do the GDs, to make food and pots, and then to keep the floor.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so, okay, so here's a situation. You have someone who's just made a character. They did a bunch of little combat here and there, and they really want to now start dungeoneering. So, if for a new player, should new players use other methods of getting their dungeoneering up in the meantime before they actually go into the dungeon, such as using XP lamps or penguins or Tears of Guthix? Because from what I've done before is, if you're back when Dungeoneering was still very new, I did a lot of Tears of Guthix and used a lot of some of the penguin points, because I knew that if I can get my level up before I start, I have a whole bunch of levels that I can clear really quick, and then I can go back and start doing the floors regularly and get as much XP as I can.
Yeah, that is quite a good option. It really depends on how much you enjoy the skill. If you enjoy the skill, I'd just try it out, and if you like it, just do it normally. If you don't enjoy the skill, it's a good option to do things like penguins and Tears of Guthix, as you say. But you have to remember that if you do it that way, to be able to clear up until your maximum floor and then start from then, so you're getting the best XP you can. Because it's pointless doing lower frozen floors with really bad prestige when you could be doing, say, abandoned two floors and having like around about a 30 prestige. But really, it all depends on how much you enjoy the skill, I think. But personally, I spend all my XP, free XP type things on Slayer because I think it's like the slowest XP per hour. So to be like super efficient, that is what I personally spend those things on.
All right, okay. So for a new player and, as they go up, what items should the people bind?
It really depends on your levels. If you have a high dungeoneering level, you should always go for a primal two hand, but obviously that's not an option until you're 113 dungeoneering. If you don't have 113 dungeoneering, but you have 99 attack and 99 strength, and you can kill Thunderous, you should go for the primal battle axe. But if that also isn't an option for you because you've just started dungeoneering, the best option would be a Promethium two hand if you're got 99 in both attack and strength. And the reason the Promethean two hands are considered the best is because they have both a slash and a crush options on them. and switching between those options to know against your enemy's weaknesses is the best way to go about killing monsters and to be able to clear Guardian Doors the fastest. But if you have tiers in Dungeoneering, so you have Promethium, then you have was it Gorgonite and then Katagan. And if your attack level is more than two tiers below your strength level, for example, you have 99 strength, but you only have, say, about 80 attack, it's more efficient for you to bind to more because you'll be doing more damage per second using that way. Apart from your attack weapons, there's obviously the best thing is a hex, but they're really hard to come by. If you don't have a hex, I'd strongly recommend a surge box as your ammo bind because you can easily make teleport runes at the beginning of dungeons. However, with a surge box, you can kill all of the warriors really efficiently. And then, obviously, other good things other than that are, for example, a blood necklace and a plate. I don't personally recommend hoods because as you get higher up, you get more mages in your floors. And when there's more mages, your hood becomes ineffective more often. So the higher you get, the less effective a hood is having to withbound.
So basically you use the most powerful melee weapon that you can get your hands on, and try to and have a surge box if you know, because primarily you want the surge boxes to kind of hold the charges for you to cast magic spells at warriors. But if you can't find it is still a good idea to bind law runes.
Yeah, if you can't find a surge until you get a surge box, I'd bind laws. But surge boxes aren't that rare, so you should get one sooner rather than later.
And the other thing is, basically getting a hex bow is you have to be pretty w way up there anyway to get it in the first place. So usually most people won't worry too much about that. But for most part, getting a hood is still decent. I still have my hood, but once you're higher up there, I assume that with all the mages, getting rid of your hood effect is probably better to get rid of it and get a little plate armor.
Yeah, it's more when you get to the occult's warp st type stages that hoods be don't become as good. Because you could have, for example, a blood necklace boosts your stats really high, as well as primal gauntlets also have really good strength bonus, which can increase your DPS by quite a lot.
Okay. So after you've been dungeoning for a little while, and then you manage to get up to the middle floors, but now you're starting to get a lot more people who are like offering you to, for you to pay them some money, leech, or you join a group of suicidas and leech. So I guess a second part of the question is, would it be be is it better for someone who's intermediate or higher to, do a floor, legitly, so no leeching, no suiciding, and do one floor, but it may take an hour because everybody's trying not to die or actually working as a team to get everybody else alive? Or would it be better for an intermediate person to join a suicide and leech team, which you'll die a couple of times, but you can do maybe two or three dungeons in that same amount of, in the same time period?
Well, if you join a suicide leech team and you'll be dying, you're more likely to be in the suiciders role. And in that case, you'll be getting money for it. So it can be quite a good way to make some money and get a little bit of Dungeoneering XP. Whereas if you join a suicide leech team where there's, say, two suiciders, two leeches, and then you as like a random, then you get all the food, you get a fast floor because people are suiciding. The only downside to it is that a lot of suiciders tend to think they're better than everyone else when, and they can be quite condescending. So they can just like maybe leave the group gatestone in a dangerous place and not tell you, and then you'll teleport to it and die without meaning to. But overall, I think it is better joining suicide leech teams personally.
Okay, so if you have a group of friends, do you recommend them try and do it the right way, just to have fun, or if you just want the experience, just join as much suicide leech team as you can?
Yeah, if you're with friends, then just do it like as you normally would, because normally when you're with friends, you enjoy it more anyway, and you can have a laugh and joke about. So, yeah.
Okay, so. Let's see, move on to the next part of the question. Well, as we're into the subject about getting groups and being a random person in the group, it's becoming rather harder and harder to find a random group that wants to do it regularly without you having to leech or paying people to do it. Do you know of any worlds or any other methods such as clans where you can get a group together and actually, do a floor more normally, I would say?
Yeah, for lower to intermediate levels, there's two main clans that I know of, which are Relaxed DG, which are the clan who like to clear everything and do it slowly, and there's Chilled DG, who are also quite good and quite relaxed, and they're the type of people who won't shout at you for doing things wrong. For the higher level people, there are two main clans that I know of. There's Three Binds Only, who have been around for years, and I used to be a member back in the day. I Not too sure what they're like nowadays, but I hear they're still good. And then there's DGS, which are they're more of a clan to teach you how they teach each other how to do floors more effectively and quicker. And they also run on their website the high scores for fastest floors, and they're quite more like the efficiency side of things and doing things as fast as they can. The main world for higher levels, I know at the moment, I think it's 114, because it's the skill level 1500 plus, meaning that there's no advertisement bots there, so everyone's hopped to there instead. But
Okay.
obviously, the other option would be to either try and get a group of friends together, go with people from your personal clan, or if you're really that desperate, you can pay for floors. But I wouldn't pay for floors unless you have a lot of money.
Because they are very expensive. What is it right
Yeah.
now? Around 2 million gold for a regular occult?
Then they're not as expensive as they used to be, but yeah, they are still quite expensive.
Okay. So, all right. So now that we kind of skim over lower level and intermediate. So these are the these this is right here is basically for the ones who are already pretty high to 80 plus dungeoneering, and they're trying to get to 120. So these questions are more for you. What are let's so you're doing it normal. There's no suicide or leeching. You're doing a basically normal dungeon run with other people. What are ways you can do to maximize how many points you can get in the floor? And should a player who resets do C1s for all the lower floors before doing the higher up ones?
Personally, on the second part of that question, I would recommend doing your C1s first if you're not 120 dungeoneering. Because if you do your C1s and then your higher floors, when you do your maximum floor, you have a higher chance of unlocking the next floor. Whereas if you do that floor first, you may level up while doing the floors underneath that, meaning that you'll have to go back and C1 that floor to be able to unlock the next floor before you reset. So yes, it is better doing the second, doing the C1s first and then all of your larges afterwards. Sorry, what was the first part of the question again?
So, how would you maximize how many points you can get? So, you first of all, you would say that, do all the C1s for which is basically complexity one, and just clear everything from level room from floor one all the way to, let's see, from floor 40, just where you basically just have the abandoned level twos and the occults, maybe warps left.
Yeah, if you have, say, if you've unlocked up to mid occults, I would most people C1 floors 1 to 29 and then do larges for the rest. But however, if you're a bit lower than that, you might start wanting to do maybe some furnished mediums or something just to help boost you up a little bit, because otherwise you'll be C1ing quite a lot. But to add to that, you shouldn't be put off from spending a small amount of tokens on XP if it means that you're going to unlock the next floor before you have to reset your ring, because it will increase your prestige, meaning that over the next reset of your ring, you'll be getting that little bit more XP each floor, which will compensate quickly for the small amount of XP you've spent on a level. So if you're very close to a level, I would recommend spending a tiny amount of tokens on XP.
Well, while we're on the C1s, I actually missed one other little question. For newer players who are completely new and maybe lower intermediate, is it better for them to do a lot of C6 smalls, or should they actually go and do a lot of C6 larges?
Really, you have to split it up into maybe do sorry, the first part you make, like maybe your frozen floors, your C1s, maybe your like lower abandoned, you might do C6 smalls and then maybe do some meds for like your higher up things. But really, the higher up you level, the less meds and you should do, and the more you should see one. So really, you just have to know, you have to just use your own intuition about where the stopping point is from C1ing to actually trying to go for XP.
Okay. So, back to this little thing. So, how do you maximize how many points you can get? Obviously, not dying is one of the biggest ones because that takes around 30% of your of the total XP that you can receive.
Dying isn't always a bad thing. If a death does take 13% of your XP away, but if that speeds up the floor by 13% of the time, your XP per hour actually increases. So, say if you have no prayer and you're trying to kill a boss and you just can't do it whatsoever, and you're spending a good maybe 10 minutes trying to fish and eat up, and you're going in trying to kill it, but you've got no prayer, so nothing's happening. If you were to just take a death to get your prayer back, and the prayer will greatly help you in killing the boss, then it's much more worth doing it because it will save you. It's not about XP per floor. You have to think of it more as the XP per hour. And you have
Okay.
to just decide yourself whether it's worth taking the death or not.
Okay. So how would they maximize floor show? Obviously, it's to try and open as many floors as you can, but one other little thing is if you actually clear the room, you actually get a little bit more experience from each one. So do you recommend that people actually kill every creature they can?
Personally, I wouldn't recommend it, but the clan I was talking about earlier, Relax DG, they're into that type of thing because clearing a floor will only get you a little bit more XP, whereas in the time you could have spent doing the next floor, you would have received more XP that way instead. I mean, opening the whole route is generally what you aim for, but however, if you get stuck, maybe there's like four rooms left and a pot door comes up and you have no herbs, it's not really worth making the herb to do it for that 1% extra.
Okay. So basically, try to think of it as XP per hour, not XP per floor.
Yes,
Okay.
definitely.
So, one little thing that everyone always, but how do you guys manage to get a team that completes a floor in like 15 minutes?
Okay, firstly, I have done a duo sub 15s before where there's me and a friend, we both suicide, and then we have three leeches who are paying us for the floors. So it's not, 15 minutes floors aren't that hard to do. It's all depends on your teamwork, really. What you have to do is make sure that you're trying not to follow the same paths, that you're going around different routes. You have to make sure that the group gatestone is in a useful place, generally along the critical path. What a lot of people don't know is that you can tell the critical path by the critical path is the route you have to take to get to the boss. You can tell what that is by the skill doors. The skill doors will give you different amounts of XP. And if a skill door gives you a low XP, it means that it's most likely a bonus route and not the critical route. So you try and follow the route where the higher XP skill doors are taking you. The other thing you have to do to get a fast floor is obviously you have to use stuff like turmoil all the time because that's why you're suiciding and using wrath efficiently. You want to use wrath to be able to kill a lot of monsters in a small vicinity around you. You have to do things like switch attack styles efficiently as well between to get a fast floor you generally do need a hex. So you're switching between your hex, between slash, between crush on your two-handed sword. And yeah, you want to make sure that you're gating. You don't want to gate a door that obviously leads to a dead end. Say if it's right in the corner, you want to try and gate more open areas where you can see where the floor is more likely to go. And communication. Communication is definitely the main thing to get fast floors.
Okay, so a couple little things. So how do you manage to keep track where the which way you're going? So basically, people start going left and going right and go up and down. And usually, I find myself trying to figure out like where was I? Was I at the lower left? Was I southwest? Was I south? Was I northeast? How do you keep track of where you are and where you're going?
There is actually a tool that you can use, which has been verified by Jagex's legal, called DG Sweeper. And what it does is it looks at your RuneScape screen, and every time you open your map, it takes a screenshot and puts it next to your RuneScape client, so you always have the map open. And that's been verified as legal by the RuneScape client, by Jagex, so it is allowed. And also, a friend of mine is working on a new RuneScape client called Orion, and that is it's supported by RS Buddy, who used to be a botting site, but they're now a legitimate fan site, and the company who owns it is owned by Mod Jack Mob, so you'll know it's going to be safe. And in their new client, they're going to have a similar thing to DG Sweeper to track the dungeons and to make it more clearer of where for you to go and things like that.
Okay, so after you've gotten all the tokens and everything else, what reward do you recommend people get first?
Definitely a rapier. Rapier is the single most, it's like the all-round weapon in RuneScape. You can use it almost anywhere. If it depends really, if you do a lot of PVM, you might want to get a CLS. If you want to do things like Armadill or Nex, maybe you might want to get a crossbow. But if you're not really into the whole combat side of it, the skilling scrolls are extremely useful to have. They save you so much money. And
Yes.
also I'd extremely recommend a herbicide and a bone crusher as well, because they give you little bits of XP, but they do add up a lot, especially in things like Slayer.
Right, and also keep in mind that things like the herblore scrolls, they save you a lot of ingredients and herbs. The farming scrolls have a chance of getting one of your seeds back if they die. And there was
A lot of
oh,
things
I
people
love
don't
that
realize
farming
about
scroll.
this.
Yes, indeed. Hi, Shane. All
A
right.
lot of things people don't realize about the scroll is that it saves you 10%, but then with the 10% you save 10% on that again, and then the 10% you save on that, you save 10% again. So it's actually more like 12-13% you're saving, not 10%.
So, is there any changes or additions to Dungeoneering you would like to see to get people to dungeon more?
The one change that they have confirmed that they're doing soon is they're increasing the solo XP rates, which I think will make a lot more people dungeoneer because, well, you don't have to deal with noobs all the time. And also, I think RuneScape should. They have talked about an integrated voice chat system before. And when I do dungeons with my friends on voice chat, I find them a lot better and run a lot more smoothly.
Okay, so, all right, so is there any last minute advice for our listeners from, low level to the super high ones?
Yes, with the new day, the daily tasks, I'd advise that you do the Delve into Demon Hive task every time you get it, because it's a ridiculous amount of XP. At 120, I think I get 170k every time I do it.
Okay, thank you.
And with the new web, sorry, go.
I was saying the last time I did it, I got around 116K from it. I'm around 93. I was like, oh, wow, this is cool. And I just did a C1.
But they did
It's
decrease the amount of XP that you get from those, so
Yeah.
are they still viable even after they decrease them?
Oh,
Yeah, they're
yeah.
really viable. Before I was getting 370k, which was just ridiculous. And now
Oh, okay.
I think it's now about 170k I get per floor. But they updated it this week, so if you're maxed in a skill, you can say to not get the tasks in that skill anymore. So because I'm maxed, I've literally just gone onto the screen and ticked everyone apart from Dungeoneering. So I get a Dungeoneering task every day to do.
Wow.
So it's a 370k a day.
Wow.
But you have to be maxed to be able to take advantage of that one.
Okay. So I want to thank Jord for coming onto this week's RSBNSB focus on engineering. It's pretty insightful. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Any last minute words?
I'd just like to thank everyone for listening. You can find my YouTube channel at Jord Fox, or if you search Lead DG Tips, I have a video series for small little tips within dungeons, the more specific things, which include things like a binds guide and also a dictionary to learn all the little keywords that people use all the time.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much, George, for coming onto the show this week. And thank you all for listening. Now we bring you back to our regular broadcasting podcast.
Alrighty, moving on to tech news now. So, Microsoft has released the price of Surface RT.
Ooh.
$499 or $599 with a touch cover keyboard. I think that's a little more expensive than we were expecting.
Yeah. You might as well go with the iPad.
Yeah, at that
Slightly
price,
cheaper.
I'd definitely say go with the iPad. Because for $4.99, you don't get the touch keyboard. But for $5.49 US, I believe you can get the basic iPad. So you're kind of at the same price here.
So let's see.
But let's also remember that this Surface has a 32 gigabyte storage by default. iPad has 16. So it depends what you're after. If you want Windows, then you might as well go with this. But at this point, I still think the iPad is the tablet to recommend if you're just looking for a basic tablet in this price range.
Wow, the 64 gigabyte one is out of stock.
That's interesting that it would sell out like this. I mean, I wouldn't think there'd be this much.
Apple maybe. Products. Windows has a dedicated, or Microsoft, excuse me, has a dedicated following as well.
You think so?
Yes.
But yes.
And again, Apple can release a balled up paper towel and call it a new thing. People would still buy it.
What, like the iPad Mini iTouch?
Hey, the iPad Mini's a...
It's an iPod Touch. It's an iPod Touch, Shane.
It's going to be a 7-inch iPod Touch, though.
So you just said it. It's an iPod Touch.
Because that's what you said. But it's a 7-inch iPad, not an iPod Touch.
But you just said it's an iPod
Touch. Oh, quit nerding around.
So, what would you guys pick? iPad, iPad Mini, or Surface RT?
Gone.
If I really had a choice, Google Nexus 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because I have, you know, I already have an Android phone, so might as well start going at the Android route. Windows 8, I don't care too much about the RT things. Like, it's nice, but I'm never going to be able to afford that anytime soon. And
yeah, you know, remember we had the question from Uncle Dana regarding this, if he should get his son a laptop or a Windows RT or an iPad. I think
now his choice is just
iPad or real laptop.
Mr. Dana, just so you know, Christmas is coming up. If you want to get me, Reed, and Shane another tablet, we would like one too. Shane would probably sell that in a heartbeat.
No.
Mm-hmm. Probably hold it ransom.
So, speaking of Apple, Apple did send out invites this week for a media event next week on the 23rd. And the title reads, "We've got a little more to show you."
And so then there's LSD in the background.
Well, yeah, that's typical Apple fashion.
LSD? Reality distortion, Shane.
You know, it's typical Apple fashion. We've got a little more to show you. Widely expected to be the iPad Mini. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they can come in at $249, like the... everyone's saying, that would be pretty compelling because that's cheaper than an iPod Touch. And you know how many iPod Touches get given away at Christmas every year? Yeah. iPod Touch is $299.
Seriously? The phone's $200.
On contract.
Well, okay. That's a good point. Didn't consider that.
Make more money from the contract than do selling the device itself.
Yeah, iPod Touch $299. iPad Mini is widely expected to be $249. So, if people really just
give those away,
I guess so.
I mean, you guess so.
That's what I always hear. People always getting iPods and whatnot for Christmas.
Oh, my next 7. Actually, my dad would like any tablet, but I know if I give him one...
Get him an iPad Mini.
No, shh, listen. Wait till I finish talking. God damn it, Shane. Stop interrupting.
An iPod Touch is too small, though, Shane.
If I get him a small one, his eyes won't be able to read the stupid thing, but he really wants a tablet.
you can increase the DPI quite substantially as a font size.
Shane, let's not have an old man try and squint his eyes to read some text and scroll through, like, you know, infinitely to get to the next one.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can make it big and it's readable, so.
Yeah, one character at a time doesn't count. Remember, he likes to read the Chinese newspaper, not the English one.
And interesting to see how that would work.
Those tend to, Chinese characters online tend to get more iffy if you don't have the right codes and all that junk. You get the, if you don't have the codex or whatever, you end up having something that looks like a swear word, but censored.
Oh, and back to the Microsoft thing, the touch cover will be 119, and the type cover will be 129, so much for Apple having these expensive covers. Microsoft has one-upped them on the cover price. What are you guys? Okay.
We were discussing Chinese people.
I see. Okay. All right, so the Mercury will be delivered.
What?
What?
Nothing.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Yes, find your stuff faster in Gmail and search. So now you can opt in to have your Google Docs appear in your search, just like last month we talked about having your Gmail appear in search as well. So basically, whenever you search for something on Google, it'll pull from contacts, email, docs, and pretty much everything. So I think this is good because you're slowly heading towards making it appear like a real operating system.
Too bad.
What do you guys think?
News. I don't know. It's a little sad about the news that happened with Google today, though. Their stocks kind of dropped a bit.
How much did they drop?
9%.
9%.
Which,
if you think about it, that's significant.
That's $20 billion in lost value there.
Why? Yeah.
Because they underperformed in their earnings. So you got all these people writing horror stories and everything and saying, oh, Google's in trouble. But I don't think they're in trouble.
Definitely in trouble.
I think this is a one-time soon blip, really.
Nobody can grow forever.
Well, you know, that's the thing. You have to always be changing the way you're doing things in order to make sure that you remain viable. So I think part of the problem maybe is not being able to target their ads and implement the ads as effectively as they could in the past.
Well, so look at it this way.
That might have something to do with it.
Look at it this way, though. They're still doing a better job than Facebook.
Yeah.
What's the price of Facebook stock now? 17?
I'm going to look.
1898. And that took a pretty big drop, too. So.
It doesn't even show the stock thing when you Google it.
You just Google FB and you see it.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what the symbol was. I know Ford is F.
So. I turn this on in my Google thing, and it makes it feel a lot more like an OS. And, you know, people say about privacy and everything, but really, it's Google. They know more about you than probably you do. So I don't see what the issue is.
I don't speak nerd, so, yeah.
Alrighty. It's not speaking. Well, do you guys have anything else on this thing about Google then?
Google?
No.
Nah.
Alrighty. Well, let's move on to some other things then. The Skill of the Month update for October. We have currently got almost the same situation as last week. Slight lead change. Parnassius is in first place now with roughly 2 million experience gained. Second place is Fishfish with 1.9 million experience gained. And third is Alta, still, with 1.4 million experience gained.
And you know what, Shane? I just thought of this.
Oh,
Double
summoning's
summoning
gonna be at the
XP.
end. Oh,
We're
and
gonna.
everyone next.
Yeah, everybody spent before.
All right, One Stone Pwn, I expect you to win this. Are you minor goo?
Yeah, it'd be funny if somebody could win this. So, let's just see what happens next weekend.
Yes, we should hopefully see some shifts and more lines.
I mean, what if there's somebody sitting in the bottom section and they'd use their double XP and they get like more XP than anyone here?
And then we just feel sorry for Fish Fish.
Fish fish. Well, I hope that for all you guys listening who are in this bonus XP, manage to survive this, because, you know, I would be pretty upset if something like this were to happen before. And yes, you do reference the bonus XP weekend. No, that wasn't the last bonus XP.
That wasn't
weekend,
it.
Was it?
That was something where someone came from behind, except they died.
Okay. They died?
Except they died?
They died.
Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about where Warren came from behind,
yeah,
and Rapidash had to get a bit of extra XP on the last day.
Yep.
Yeah, it might be interesting to see something
that
like
I won
again.
That skill of the month.
Which one did you win?
I was the real winner in December. Dang, that was December 2010.
Oh, you say you won that one? Why? Why? I had a good 3.2 million more XP than you.
Yeah, but you cheated.
How did I cheat?
You clearly cheated. Look at that.
What?
I was the one without a chance. You stockpile for months beforehand. That's cheating.
Yeah, that's a good skill of the month. I was so paranoid in that, and I thought one of you guys was kind of going to come from the behind and catch me.
How can you
so I had to
come
make
from
sure
behind
I...
and farming when you do
I don't
that?
Know, I just felt that I needed to maintain my lead, so I did. I just stopped for a bit there. You see, I haven't did that on Christmas Day, but for anyone wondering, if you want to go look this up, it's rsbnb.com/skotm/12/2010 for December 2010.
I'll put it in the notes.
Thank you. So you can just have a little look there and see how volatile Skill of the Month competitions could be, because looks like you and Brian had a pretty good race near the end.
Mm-hmm. And I won!
So... No, you're not. I was the real winner.
No, you're not. You're the fake winner.
Alrighty.
Come back, kid.
Achievements of the week. We don't have any this week, so we'll be back next week with a full segment on that. Now, Reed, I believe you have a pick for us this week.
I do have a pick for us this week.
Let me mute my headset.
Don't worry, it's not me singing. Oh, wait, that's why it's muting it, because it's not beautiful like my singing, right?
I don't know about that, but tell us. But
would you like to play it, Shane?
Not
it's
particularly,
a
because it's
of Gangnam Style called Mitt Romney Style.
I will play a bit of it, but just for anybody out there who wants to go and listen to this after. We got a bit of a language warning on this, so just be careful, as there are some languages that you might not want to be hearing around parents and whatnot. So it starts off fairly normal, of course.
Mitt Romney style. Romney style. I got a horse in the Olympics, girl, but I don't even watch him. In and out of tax loopholes, because I'm...
So you can head on over to YouTube and watch this on your own, but there's a bit of a language warning on this. Alrighty, moving on. RSBNB Informer is still looking for writers, so if you are interested in writing for RSBNB Informer, please do send us an application, and you can find out all the details for what we're looking for at rsbnb.com/forums. Reed, do you have anything to say about this?
Yes, Informer, apply. Right now.
Yes, and it's worth noting that Reed is one of our editors, so if you are successful in getting the position, he'll be reading what you write every month and correcting slightly.
Not much, I hope.
All right.
The Alex. So,
yes, Alex is a good writer. Right.
Perfect articles.
All right, we seem to be having a bit of a Skype issues, but that's okay since we're almost done here. So let's start with you, Trekkie. What have you been up to this week?
I did a little bit of co-op Slayer because I had the little challenge and I wanted to use it up really quick. What else did I do? Gathering some of my ingredients that I'm going to use for bonus XP. Worked the Citadel. And I did anything else? Anything else? No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, what about your glory?
Huh? My glory? Oh, I'm saving up my glories. I'm not selling them until it's bonus XP weekend when everybody needs to buy them. There. Let me see. Let me check the price on them really quick. They are around 15K each, and they're still going up. I'm going to make 20! Yes. So if I sold them right now, I would make...
Didn't they used to be 50K each?
Used to be 100K each, if you're old enough.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dragonstone.
But if you want more money, uncut Dragonstone is still worth a whole lot more because everybody wants to cut them. But what I think is going to happen is you're going to see a mass of people selling cut Dragonstone. So during bonus XP weekend, if you're looking for crafting, you know, experience, turn them into glorious. I guarantee you, you'll make money, even though it'll be a little slow, because you'll do 100 at a time.
Right.
But I guarantee, you know, way that the XP doesn't go away, so you can do them all in one go around Monday or so. I guarantee you, you'll make money. But it's probably better to be stolen right off the bat. But anyway, yeah, glories. Hey, glories pay for my Armardel God Sword and a full Armardel set, except for the helmet. Didn't feel like buying the helmet. And the Fury. So.
Oh, that's good.
It paid for my Fury, Amulet. It paid for my Armardel God Sword, and it paid for my full Armardel range set, except the helmet.
It's always good when things work out like that. How about you, Earth? What about you?
What have I been up to?
Yes.
You're growing little flowers in your backyard that you shouldn't be. I'll take silence as a yes.
We're talking about...
We're ideally talking about RuneScape here, but go ahead.
I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Is it a frog?
No, Trekkie, I'm not growing marijuana in my backyard, nor in my front yard, or any part of my yard. Well, this week is our field studies week, and since I'm a senior in high school, people are coming to talk to us about things in college, and two of our seminars are... drugs and alcohol, of course, and dating and safe sex. So that's enjoyable. And one of the people in my group has a baby. So dating and safe sex is going to be awkward tomorrow.
Well, you know what you can do in that kind of situation, Reed? You can just ignore take this it. And use that as an example of what not to do. If I was in your situation, I would do that.
Oh, yeah. And since I'm the exact opposite of a morning person, I look and felt like crap this morning. So, and I had the drugs and alcohol one first. And I may have just been sleepy, but I felt as though they were talking to me. And the funny thing is, out of everyone in that room, I'm the person who is least likely to do any of those things.
Such is the life of being a modern teenager. I'm sure you could,
And I'm also going down to Georgia this weekend. So, yay.
Well, that should be fun.
I hope so. Could get a very nice scholarship.
Anything RS related?
No.
Okay. Well, as for me this week, just a bit of daily challenges, the quest, and our little experiments we did on the EOC server.
Didn't work out very well.
Funny.
Did it?
No, we couldn't fire our enchanted bolts for some reason.
Yeah.
What?
There's a little bug thing going on that we couldn't fire some of the bolts that we had. Although,
what?
Yeah.
What was the error it's giving you? Or did
it just said your crossbow is not powerful enough to fire this ammunition. And it was diamond bolts E with a rune crossbow.
Although me and Shane were working on some tanking builds, and you did very well with your bow.
Yeah,
with
the shield bow. That's going to be one of my Slayer ones I use for if I ever need a ranged Slayer setup. So, and you know, you remember correctly, I came back from the dead like twice on that.
What do you mean?
I thought you only came back once.
I thought it was twice. I used the certain abilities and regenerated health and whatnot, so it was good fun.
Oh, so you didn't actually die?
No.
Okay.
But I was near death.
Okay.
Shane did try to use a tsunami on me, but didn't work out
very
well.
Tsunami! Can I ever fix it?
Fix what?
Tsunami!
How do you fix it?
Make it not crap.
Not that I know of, but I like it. It's cool.
But, we couldn't get it to work in the POH thing. I mean, if we had a wider area to work with, like in the real world, I'm sure we could have made it work.
But, yeah. Can you dual arena?
Yeah, maybe we should have done dual arena. But we just did the house again. Also, another thing we learned was that two hands firing darts is really quite fast. So it's a way of doing lots of range damage.
I was firing at Shane, and Shane was using I think we were using double crossbow, but your thing was bugged up anyway. But
yeah,
I think you try using some regular ones later on, and I was doing a bit more damage to you with my darts because I was just going so fast. I did like tons of low level damage to you, but it was like almost constant.
Can you have different ammo in each of your crossbows, or does it draw from one?
No. It draws from one.
Okay.
I mean, that'd be nice if you could have one firing ruby bolts and one firing diamond bolts.
Yeah. Little OP, though.
Poor Nomad.
Oh, poor Nomad, my ass.
Yeah, so Yeah, so speaking of EOC, actually, that's something we're going to do more of in the future. We're going to try and get something on EOC before that comes out, so stay tuned for that. And I think we're done for this week.
All righty.
So thank you for joining us here, and see you next week, everybody.
Yay!
And I hope you all enjoyed the Dungeoneering Focus.